this morning, it is still going, the GoFundMe campaign for this this now retired Burger King worker, Kevin Ford, over $320,000.
That is one of the examples. There are lots of why social media can be awful. Stories like these where people recognize that someone has been unfairly treated and respond in this way is pretty fantastic. And certainly this happens a lot where these GoFundMes are someone's house burns down or someone has a parent that unexpectedly is killed. And the ability of these to go viral, that is a fantastic story. And I think we need to spend more time talking about the innate goodness of the American people that I think in a social media age often gets ignored.
Yes. And on the other side of the coin, if you live in an area of this country that is overrun by the Marxist mob and you want me to start a Twitter war, if you got good food, you're a nice vacation spot, let me know. Maybe I'll come to your town and start a fire.
This is why when you go on vacation, don't tweet.
No,
don't Facebook.
Dude, Clay,
don't
you must enforce this. No more buck tweeting on vacation. All I
do
is cause
trouble.
And if
you do, it just has to be like, hey, having a great time, picture. That's it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Small businesses have been getting hammered. You survived COVID and are now dealing with higher costs and keeping your employees. You need a break. If your business had five or more employees during COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
GetRefunds.com will get you the money. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. GetRefunds.com does all the work. They don't charge up front, and they share a percentage of the cash they get for you.
Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Larry Elder here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. You know, we all get a little bit older every day, and we all experience aches and pains. Many people even struggle just to get out of bed in the morning and face the world. If you're one of them, then you could be exactly the person Relief Factor was made to help. Let me tell you about Catherine in Pennsylvania. She had shoulder aches, and I mean the kind that were ruining her life. She decided to give Relief Factor a try because she'd heard so many of us on the radio singing its praises. And guess what? After only a few weeks, her pain was nearly gone. No side effects, just relief. Many of my friends and I take Relief Factor every single day. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% have gone on to order more. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at
St. Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The July 4th holiday travelers are returning home now.
The AAA says of the 48 million people who traveled over the long holiday weekend, most went by car. Car travel expected to set a new record, even though gas prices are historically high, $4.80 a gallon today. AAA Senior Vice President Paula Twidale says summer travel is kicking into high gear. People are ready for a break, she says, and they may be going by car in record numbers because of the airline cancellations and delays. AAA says the share of people traveling by air will be the lowest in more than a decade. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, the gunman who attacked an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago, Robert Cremo, fired more than 70 rounds with an AR-15-style gun that killed at least six people. Cremo is now behind bars after being apprehended. At a news conference, Lake County Major Crime Task Force's Christopher Covelli says while they're still investigating any type of motive, the shooting appears to be random.
We have no information to suggest at this point it was racially motivated, motivated by religion, or any other protected status.
Covelli speaking to WLS-TV. Covelli says the rifle Cremo used was legally purchased. A 4th of July wildfire that authorities say may have been sparked by fireworks or a barbecue temporarily trapped holiday revelers as it chewed through a mountainous California region that's a top tourism destination. The Electra Fire in Sierra Nevada, Gold Country, broke out Monday afternoon and tripled in size overnight to more than 4 square miles. On Wall Street, stocks are now mixed. The Dow is down 286 points. The NASDAQ up 126. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Liberal Washington, D.C. spending is making life here in Nevada painfully expensive. You hear it from people across the state.
You used to buy like 50 items with $20 and now you're buying 5 items with $100.
It's a killer. It really is. Groceries, everything.
I have no choice. I got to get gas one way or another.
Not only gas prices, everything is going up.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto joined fellow D.C. liberals voting for trillions in government spending, causing record inflation and sky-high costs, making it harder for Nevada families to get by. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting with Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders for reckless, irresponsible spending. Oppose the Senate Liberals' reckless reconciliation package and start voting against spending that is killing us with inflation. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check on our conditions on area freeways right now, volumes are moderate on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. No complaints there. Northbound 15 at Sahara, southbound 15, you'll maybe tap the brakes, but you're still going 55 miles per hour through the resort area there at Spring Mountain. There is some congestion on the Beltway. The Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound, that's at Decatur, 215 westbound at Belle Verde. And do remember the overnight road work on Interstate 15. It's at the Neon Gateway. Those ramps close at 8 o'clock tonight and again at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. I know for all of us that were throwing another shrimp on the Barbie yesterday, it feels like, it does. It feels like a Monday, but it's really a Tuesday. So we're in good shape there. Boy, we got a big show today. Paul Eno is going to join us. He's the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, the folks that get stuff from point A to point B. And I just got to tell you, I love what his people do every day, holidays included. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to be joined at 12:30 by Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. I'll ask her about this latest mass shooting. Again, they within a nanosecond of all this going down in Highland Park, Illinois, it's become a gun issue. It's a gun issue again and again and again and again. Anyway, tell you what, let's do it. Let's check in with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Just back from a 4th of July holiday. How was your holiday, my friend?
It was wonderful. Thank you. Had a great time, and I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day as well.
Yeah, I did indeed. But unfortunately, of course, it's marred by that gun tragedy in Highland Park, Illinois. I used to party in Highland Park when I lived in suburban Northbrook, and it is the last place on the planet you would expect something like gun violence to rear its ugly head. It is a quaint, fun. I used to sip wine and eat cheese boards, in like sidewalk cafes. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place. I know exactly where the parade route was. It's just iconic. It's beautiful, and all this has to happen. What did you make of what happened yesterday in Highland Park?
Well, just tragic, obviously, and. It's hard to know what to say after things like this. It's just it's wrong, obviously. It's horrible. Everyone turns to politics about it, and what's going to happen with guns. And I think the bigger question is there kind of a deeper moral rot at our country that's leading to things like this? Is it something where young men are not given direction? Or understanding about, all right, you've got this energy, how are you going to put your passion? Where is it going to go? Or is it something where, as a society, we're not directing young men with what are the right outlets for things that they feel or the way that they are? I don't know. I mean, it's just if it was an easy answer, it would have been solved already, obviously, but. Just horrible, horrible for the families involved.
And this comes in a community, and I say community, meaning Chicago, that has some of the strictest gun control measures in the country, and yet this happens there. Again, Highland Park, much different than the rest of Chicago. And the other thing is, both weapons, the weapon that he used in the attack, and the one he was arrested with were bought legally. So you know, we've got all the gun control legislation that is needed in Chicago, and yet this happens in Chicago, in suburban Chicago. What do you make of that? And does it give folks like me more ammunition to, no pun intended, to say, you know, we don't need more gun control legislation because we got tons already on the books in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about gun policy, that's exactly right. I mean, you look at these high-profile mass shootings, and you just can't say, if we had a strict gun law, that would solve it. I mean, you have a strict gun law in Chicago and Illinois. You know, there was the horrible shooting in New York a few weeks ago. You know, New York had very strict gun laws. I mean, I think the thing we have to realize is that criminals are not being stopped by some letters on a page. And so if you think that, passing the law, some law is going to stop a criminal, it's not going to work. I mean, if you just think about it for a few minutes, it's like, yeah, obviously that's not going to work, because if someone's willing to kill other people at random, they're not going to be worried about violating a gun law or two. And so, you know, this reflects the idea that, we just have to go and we got to fix the gun laws. I mean, it's not going to work. It's not the root problem. I don't know if something, you know, where it's a sort of a contagion issue where there are concerns about people, who may be on the edge, and then, you know, another incident like this happens, and the shooter gets all this publicity, and that pushes people over. I mean, I think there's some evidence that may be happening, but, you know, we have lots of evidence that just adding some sort of gun law to the books isn't going to do anything more than inconvenience law-abiding gun owners.
And it, we can say with some certainty, do we not, that the latest legislation that was passed, the bipartisan gun control legislation that President Biden was touting, even as late as yesterday, it wouldn't have fixed anything, especially the age limit on AR-15s at 21 instead of 18. This guy was 21.
Yeah, that obviously wouldn't have changed anything. And it's not even a limit. I think it's just they're going into juvenile records and you know, seeing if, you know, look, if someone committed a violent crime at 16, you know, we're not going to sell them an AR-15 at 18. Whereas before, those records were sealed. I mean, I think you could say, you could make the case potentially that the red flag laws would could have come into play. But, you know, the thing that we see with a lot of these mass shootings and these, you know, just horrible murders is there are warning signs, and at least in retrospect, obvious warning signs. And, you know, if someone's not picking up on them, with what's happening with the shooter, that, you know, they're not going to pick up on them enough to enact a red flag law. So, I think you got to go back to deeper, and you got to look at what does the community look like? What does the family look like? I don't think this kid specifically came from a single parent family. But, you know, what direction are we giving young men? You know, because this is a problem disproportionately with young men that are, you know, committing these violent acts.
Is there a common denominator, whether it's Buffalo, New York, or any of these other places where we've had gun violence? Is there a common denominator? Is there some common thread that runs through all these people? The one, you know, we always say, well, they're 18 to 20 year old men, boys, and they're really angry and they're acting out, in essence. Is that true, or am I glossing over it?
Yeah, I mean, just generically, I mean, and sometimes they're younger, obviously, especially with the school shootings. But, you know, the thing you have to realize is that, you know, these types of high-profile tragedies are the exception. You know, they're not the majority of gun violence cases. So, you know, it's hard because you have, you know, just the generic, you know, not generic, but the more common gun violence is done with handguns. You know, it's done between people who know each other. You know, you look at gang involvement, and then you've got the high profile incidents like this, and it's a completely different game. It's a different set of circumstances, different objectives, different motivations, different weapons, and so, you know, if you, you know, that's kind of where the the policy making becomes a little more difficult because, you know, you're dealing with two separate things, and things like this are you know, fortunately, statistically very rare, and obviously doesn't feel rare because it's so horrible and so tragic, and you know right where that situation happened at, and everyone thinks, my word, if I go to a parade, am I going to be next? But statistically, it is a very rare thing, and so you know if you're trying to solve it from a policy level, you've got to take that into account.
More coming up. We're going to continue to talk about this because this moral decay issue is something that I've been thinking a lot about over the last 24 hours. The moral decay of America. Why are there people who are so darn angry? We'll talk about that with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Happy with our schools? Think they're doing a great job teaching kids and listening to parents? Probably not. It's time to shake things up. The Community Schools Initiative will allow cities to leave the county school district and create their own, ending the education monopoly. Parents will finally have options and a voice in their child's education. Help make it happen at SaveNevadaSchools.com. Schedule an appointment to sign the petition in your own home. They'll come to you. Together, we can take our schools back. Join the fight at SaveNevadaSchools.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. we're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Community Schools Initiative. Find out how your city can leave CCSD and create its own school district, ending the education monopoly. Check it out for yourself at SaveNevadaSchools.com. That's SaveNevadaSchools.com. Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm fascinated by this moral decay issue that I know you've been talking about and a lot of people have been talking about in the aftermath of yet another mass shooting. But I'm just curious. I have been saying for about the last 15 years that in taking God out of our schools, out of our education system, that this moral decay thing was just inevitable. Am I missing something here, or is there something to that?
No, I think there absolutely is something to that. I mean, we've taken God out of the schools for decades. We've basically, society is kind of sending the message that, you know, you live for your own pleasure and that's all there is to life. And, you know, we're just kind of this collection of, you know, atoms spinning about the universe. And, you know, when you die, it's basically over. And, we can get into, you know, the arguments for God, which I think are very good. But you just have to say that if this is the worldview that you're sending here to your indoctrinating the youth with, it's not really a worldview that leads to people blending into a community and saying, you know, my life has purpose and my life has value. And I think those things matter. And I think we can see that, again, not just from these kind of outlier events that generate the headlines, but, you know, just from how youth overall are doing. We just look at things like the mental health issues, the suicide issues. The youth are not doing good. And, you know, fortunately, obviously, most of them do not go out and start shooting people. But, you know, I think what you would say is that if things aren't going well, then the extremes get more extreme, and then this could be part of it.
You wrote over the weekend about something that I saw all weekend long on Fox News Channel, and that's people saying, I'm proud to be an American. I am so proud of my country. It's the only place I could ever live. And we heard this time and time and time and time again on Fox News Channel. And yet your column says that more and more Americans are no longer proud to be Americans. What is fueling that? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, it's really the partisan breakdown in that polling is stunning. I mean, if you look, 38% of Americans overall are extremely proud to be an American. Another 20% are very proud. So if you combine that, 84% of Republicans say they're either very or extremely proud to be an American. Among Democrats, it's much less than that. And so I think, you know, what's happened is the left has just said, you know, look, they've been attacking America. They've been attacking the foundations of America. They've been saying the institutions are racist. And it just, you know, if that's your argument, if that's your mindset, then it's no surprise that people are going to, you know, end up saying, well, yeah, if everything around here is racist and horrible, then I'm not proud to be a part of it.
Is this a single issue thing, or is this racism? I mean, what is it that's driving this argument?
Yeah, I think it's more of a mindset issue of, you know, is America an incredible place to live? Is it one of the greatest countries in the history of the world? And, you know, it's funny, we can talk about the problems with the country, and I think there are problems with the country, as we've just been discussing. But, you know, overall, you just have to look at it and say, my word, well, if you compare this to the other alternative, you know, it's an amazing country. It's an amazing place. It's wonderful to be here. Doesn't mean it's perfect. Doesn't mean it's not without its flaws. But if you can